So this program, when does it launch exactly? And give us a bit of background of how it came into being.
Sure. Well, the president's call on Friday is really on the heels of an April launch by Joining Forces that was led by the First Lady Michelle Obama and Dr. Jill Biden. And the initiative itself is national in nature, and the intent is really to mobilize and energize every sector of our society to give the service members and in particular families opportunities and support they've earned. And we've called on individuals, businesses, communities, philanthropists, faith-based institutions to simply do more and to give back. And so the president's call on Friday really represents a continuation of what we've been doing since April, and the support's really been overwhelming.
Now, this focuses primarily on returning veterans from Iraq and Afghanistan. Is that fair to say?
Well, the president's call specifically focused on that, and one dimension of his speech was a challenge to the private sector to commit to hiring or training 100,000 unemployed veterans and their spouses in the next 2 years. However, and that's a complementary function to the overall Joining Forces initiative, which really focuses on a broader group that includes veterans, active duty service members, and their families. And so efforts are being taken across a broad spectrum. And you may have seen, and your audience has probably heard, public service announcements from the First Lady and Dr. Biden. And then we're also working, in addition to the employment piece, several issues regarding education as well as wellness for veterans and their families.
Can you give us an idea of how many veterans are involved, especially the ones returning from Iraq and Afghanistan? Because I think people may not be aware of the extent of the number of people that actually served there in those two places over 10 years.
Yeah, we're approaching nearly 3 million. So it's a significant number of the population, and as the First Lady and Dr. Biden have pointed out, you know, that's really 1% of the American population who has shouldered the burden of these wars. And we really are asking for the other 99% of Americans to give back. And in this particular case, in the world of employment, you've already seen employers start to step up and really take action. And they've been doing so for many years. We're really just looking to codify the efforts and energize this in a different and special way.
How is this program specifically different from other programs that include hiring initiatives and training programs for veterans?
Well, Joining Forces is you know, the gem of it is the focus and the national call for action that's backed up by a national public awareness campaign. And it's been very effective. On Friday, the president announced several companies who have step forward, including Microsoft and the Chamber of Commerce and Siemens, and you know, as a small example with Siemens, they were part of the original Joining Forces partnership back in April. They said, hey, we're going to commit to hiring 10% of our new workforce will be veterans. Boom, they did it quickly, and then in just the last couple of weeks recommitted to hiring 50% more beyond that. So by the end of the year, we'll have 450 veterans in that particular company hired. That's one small example of what can be done throughout the country and help the issue of veterans unemployment.
We are speaking with Captain Brad Cooper, the executive director of the Joining Forces Initiative. Now, there's been a lot of news about returning veterans and this often severe injuries they have. Sometimes there's traumatic stress disorder or brain injuries that they're recovering from. What kinds of special accommodations or costs can employers expect if they want to make a concerted effort to bring in people that are returning from these from the service?
Well, one of the dimensions of the president's announcement was a wounded warrior tax credit that'll double the existing tax credit for a long-term unemployment veterans who have a service-connected disability. So that's one aspect of it. And then in the broader sense, in Joining Forces, we're also looking at several initiatives along the lines of wellness for the active duty force, their families, as well as the wounded.
Do you find that contractors, agencies, and the private sector, are they eager to hire more veterans? Do they have to be sold on it? What's the attitude that you face when you try to get them to hire more veterans?
It's overwhelmingly positive, and it's not just an issue of a feeling of doing the right thing, as the First Lady pointed out in an op-ed that she had in U.S. News and World Report. It's also good business. Companies find that they hire these young folks and the veterans and their spouses who are exceptional people. They've had to, in a combat environment, they've had extraordinary responsibility. They've had to respond with tremendous initiative and innovation, and they've done so. And companies are finding that they can apply those same types of skills, and in many cases where there are more granular skill sets, apply them as well. So overall, the response has been very positive, and I expect to continue to be.
And so how long will DOD be involved with this? I mean, when does it become – I mean, you must partner with Veterans Affairs, too. It sounds like it might be an interagency effort here.
It is. It is DOD. It's the Department of Veterans Affairs. It's labor. And there's no time frame in terms of end state. I mean, this is an enduring pursuit. It's important, and I think it's really going to deliver for veterans.
Is this something that veterans need to know more about, or the companies that would be hiring them, and how would they get the information?
Great question. I'd encourage veterans and their families, as well as companies, to visit us at www.whitehouse.gov/joiningforces, and I think you'll get a perspective of the direction that we're trying to go. And, you know, I'd also acknowledge there are a lot of efforts that are already out there, many of which are familiar to veterans and their spouses, and many of which aren't. So we're looking to help amplify and illuminate those efforts that may not be as visible.